Reuchonis Halvavis, Shah Tshuva Perek. Hey, before we move on, I still have a debt to pay. We've been discussing Yisurim as something that's sometimes needed to complete the kapara process, right? And appreciating the benefit in that, appreciating how this is already something that is being doled out. When such Yisurim come, it's not a sign of Hashem's anger, but on the contrary, like the Chavis of Ovis said, this person is already Bekas HaTzadikim. He's already classed as a tzaddik, and this is Hashem helping him complete the process in a much, much, much more mitigated way than it would have been otherwise. And then we mentioned that there are a few things that you can do to obviate the need for the Yisurim, namely Torah and Chesed. Torah and Chesed both can serve to obviate the need for Yisurim in those cases. The question was raised, what can women do? So first of all, we have the Chesed option, which is certainly significant, plenty available. But even in terms of Torah, there are things that women can do to connect to the schus of Torah learning. Also, it's the famous Gemara in Brachas that talks about a woman facilitating the Torah of her sons, her husband, her sons. Which we may say in a general way basically means you want to be. L'chayru, we may allow ourselves to say that this has. We want to take it a little bit more back to the conceptual level and how can it be applied in a bit of a broader way. So we may say there has two aspects to it. First of all, of course, facilitating Torah, right? And if you have the opportunity of doing that in whatever way it is, again, the straightforward application of it is to a son and a husband, and therefore we'll say there you have the full force of what the Gemara says. That's how women connect to this chus of Talmud Torah. So maybe we'd say it a little bit more of a distance, but in any way that you can facilitate Torah, you're gaining that zchus. And also, we may suggest that there's another aspect to it. It's not just about facilitating Torah, but by a woman supporting and facilitating the Torah of her husband and son, what she's actually doing is creating for herself an environment of Torah. A home where there's Torah is not the same home as a home where there isn't Torah. So there's two aspects there, right? It's facilitating Torah and also creating for yourself an environment of Torah, Torah home. So we may say that these are the two aspects here. We talk about a woman connecting to the schus of Torah. We would say, A, to facilitate Torah in whatever way that would be possible, whether it's within the family to be encouraging or whether it's by donating to Torah institutions. Torah programs, whatever it is. And also this inion of putting yourself into, trying to put yourself as much as possible into a Torah environment, we might say. There's a certain kium of that when a woman attends shiurim or does other things to put herself into a havai, a reality of Torah influence. Okay. But again, let's not forget that outside of this, we still have further, is relevant to all of us, appreciating all Yisurim with the understanding that no Yisurim are too small for this concept. The small irritations throughout the day toward the more significant things we might be put through. And Chesed. Okay, now we move on. Here, in Perek Hey, Abenian is the Chavis of Avos is going to be expanding the concept of tshuva. We said that the basic four, Chavis of Avos put it down as four basics of tshuva, the basic requirements of tshuva. He put them down as four. So some Rishonim class the same four as three, but whatever the case is, it's really all the same point. Is charata, right? Regretting it, vidui. Articulating what it is you did wrong, expressing that I did wrong by XYZ. Aziva sachet, in stopping to do the chet, and kabbalah la'asid, resolving never to do it again. resolving not to do it again. Now he's going to expand all of these four and show all of these four and show all kinds of applications. When we talk about the details of these basic requirements of tshuva, there are very many of them. We'll discuss 20. It's interesting also, Rabbi Nian also develops tshuva into 20 main points outside of the basic three. For each of the four basics, we will give 5 points of elaboration. And that will provide you with a very comprehensive approach to each of the four requirements. So let's talk about charata. Let's show 5 aspects. So let's just remind ourselves that charata means charata. That's what it means. Probably told in the past about the incident in the Radin Yeshiva by the Chofetz Chaim. It was a very, very intense elul. And the Chofetz Chaim apparently felt that some of the boys were going a little bit overboard, paralyzing themselves with fear, regret, whatever it is. And Chofetz Chaim got up and he gave a shmooze and he said, I don't understand what the big deal is. Tshuva is very simple. It's charata, viduin, kaban, and azim asachet. That's all there is to it. And I don't understand why it's turning into such a big deal. Okay. Apparently, the atmosphere in the yeshiva became a little bit too comfortable after that. It kind of like went from, Erev Yom Kippur to, the yeshiva after between Purim and Ben Azmanim. It apparently became a little too comfortable after that. So afterwards, with Naftali Trop, he was the Rosh Yeshiva. The Chofetz Chaim wasn't the Rosh Yeshiva. The Chofetz Chaim was the administrator. Rav Naftali Trop got up afterwards and he said, true. He said, the Rebbe said that all we have to do is charata, vidu, in kabbalah, and aziva sachet. He said, but charata means charata. That was Rav Naftali's rounding out the Chofetz Chaim shmooz. So first of all, let's just remind ourselves, charata means charata. You regret that you did it. But now, the Chofetz Chaim is going to expand and show how you can enhance it. And that's really what he's doing now. He's enhancing all of the four requirements. These are enhancements, how you can take tshuva and turn it into something much greater than just getting off the hook. So Arisha, number one is Hayira Mimihirus Oinesh Haboyim Lachoyte Amashakadam Laimin Havoyimus. An enhanced charata, and here you might say the truth is this, we might still call a basic characteristic of charata, is to suddenly chap that Hashem's punishment can suddenly hit. And this punishment in this world also. That can really bring a person to regret. Like it says in the pasuk, you better start honoring Hashem, showing Hashem respect before it suddenly goes dark on you. We aren't granted al tisya yishmin apuranos. This is an important point to bear in mind. My grandmother often spoke to. She spoke to crowds of very varying degrees of frumkeit. And one time she was speaking, a lot of interesting incidents. She was a sharp woman with she knew how to get through to women. But besides that, she was sharp and she had a lot of siyata dishmaya with these things. Once I'm on the subject, it was one time she was talking about Taras HaMishpacha. I don't know what she was talking about. So a woman came over to her after the shir. She said, I don't know why I keep coming. I'm not going to keep any of this anyways. So my grandmother said, you don't know why you keep coming, but I do. It's because you have a very high neshama that's just thirsting for Torah. You just don't know it yet. That was one thing. Sorry, I'm indulging myself a little bit. There was another time where she was one time, she spoke about how when she was a young girl growing up, she was American born. She grew up in Elizabeth and her father was the Rav there before Rabbi Teitz showed up. And it was the Rav. He was a Rav there. He had a shul. And they were like one of the, basically the firmest family in the area. The only firm family in the area, I don't know exactly. But he would often come home with guests. Just show up any given night with guests or having given morning with a guest for breakfast. And you're like at a moment's, just like a little signal with his hand, the kids would clear out their room and they would set themselves up a bed out of chairs in the living room and they would go to sleep there and the guests would go to sleep in the room. So she was talking to a woman from a crowd from a very wealthy community. And one of the women called out and she said, "How could a father deprive his kids of their beds?" So my grandmother, off the cuff, she responded and she said, "How could a parent deprive their kids of the experience of the joy of giving?" But that wasn't all. That's not together. The one that I was getting at in our context was that one time there was a woman who spoke up to her and she said, "I don't know what it was. Kasher is Shabbos. Taras haMishpacha. I don't know what." And she said, "I don't know. I've been doing these things all my life. I don't know if it was Chilul Shabbos or I've been doing these things all my life and I was never struck down by lightning." So my grandmother looked at her and she said, "Not yet." So this is the point the Chavos HaLevavos is making. It's a serious point. Not many people are struck down by lightning, but all kinds of things happen. There's punishment, there's einish in this world too. And the Chavos HaLevavos stresses, this is really what Chazal are telling us in that mission in Pirkei Avos. The fact that we'll put it bluntly, a person only dies once. The fact that it never happened yet isn't an indication that it's not going to happen, right? Many things only happen once. So don't allow the fact that Hashem is giving you time to feel like, say that, it's all okay. Don't allow that. So he says, this is a chashiva part of Charavta, realizing that Hashem has been giving me time. I don't know when that time is going to run out.
Why would we turn to Yayish?
What's that?
Why would we turn to Yayish?
That's one of the words. Right. I wondered that also. I wonder if simply the word Yush means to just like, we talk about Yush and then as a negative thing, like as in, you know, you give up hope. But maybe it could also just mean giving up on something. It's never going to happen. I don't know. Kach tzorich leimar. Sorry. You know, one time Harav Amnon Yitzchok was talking about Karis, right? Karis happens in this world, etc. So, and then he said that he'll come and tell me that, you know, a person is Mechal Shabbos and he's 85 years old. So he said, yeah, sometimes the Satan has his representatives in this world. Sometimes this is a person who's now here to represent the Satan and provide a, you know, a Nisayan for people. So some guy got up and said, it's much juicier in Hebrew, but I'll say it in English. He said, "Well, I don't know how old he said he was. I'm Mechal Shabbos. You want to say that I'm a representative of the Sultan?" Rav Amnon Yitzchok, in his very classic song, if you ever heard him, he looked at me and he said, "No, you're the Sultan himself." In Hebrew, it's much better. Okay. Especially in his Teimani Hebrew. So, whatever it is, this is one enhancement of Charata. Charata, coming from a sense of, you don't know when Hashem is going to catch up with you. Hashemi, number two is, Shviras Liboy, V'kan Oile Likima Mashahayam Imenu Menachet. This is what Rabbeinu Yonah in a general way would call Yagoin, meaning simply hurting over more than just the regret, to hurt over the Avera that you did. Okay, we saw these two. We'll start Meyer's Berevach. Well, Aguten Shabbos.
Good
Shabbos. To you. To you.
Good Shabbos. Thank you.
Good Shabbos. Good Shabbos.
Thank you so much.